Hey, Chris Johnson here. I want to read you something. I've been going through a bunch of old photos and shit on my phone. Like just photos and screenshots and all this bullshit that, you know, I should fucking clean this stuff out every now and then because I got like just tons of shit on here that I don't know if I fucking need. Like I'll come across like a picture if I'm, you know, fucking doing anything and I'll be like, ah, it's fucking hilarious. And maybe I'll save it for later so I can send it to somebody. And then I probably forget and I just have like just a ton of bullshit. I got like 3,000 screenshots and 2,500 pictures and shit. I can get rid of a lot of this shit. So I've started the slow fucking process of just picking through maybe if I got 5 minutes. All right, let's maybe eliminate 10 of these fucking things. And then eventually this shit's going to be in order. And I found something from had to be 3.5 years ago. So I don't give too much of a shit about too many people, and I've not been in a relationship since my divorce. What month? It's fucking March. It was 8 years ago when my ex had fucking bounced. So we're talking 8 years. But every now and then, on rare occasions, like I might actually kind of like somebody. Enough to fucking say something about it. Doesn't happen very often, but it happens a time or two. And I told somebody how I felt, and they sent me this. I'm only going to read an excerpt. I'm not going to read a whole goddamn thing. Because to me, like, the rest of it doesn't fucking matter. Like, you know how sometimes you can say something to somebody or somebody can say something to you? And it's one of those scenarios where maybe, like, some of it's good and some of it's neutral. But there's one thing in there that sucks and it just colors the whole goddamn thing. It's like when you're working and your boss is going to say, hey, listen, you've been doing a great job, but you fucking suck and we got to fix all these things. Give you a little bit of good news and then they're just going to go fucking scorched earth. So listen to this. This is what they wrote me. I could talk to you for hours, which is why I had to stop. It was cutting into my gym time. Gym meaning like an actual workout place. Not that she was fucking somebody named Jim. G-Y-M, gym. Like I'm going to go to the fucking gym and run on the track. I'm going to go to the gym and work out. I'm going to go to the gym and, you know, hit the fucking leg press. Listen, I can't talk to you, even though I said I liked it, because I want to go to the gym. Fuck you. I'm going to the gym, you asshole. Leave me the fuck alone. I remember when I read it at the time, I didn't really care. Because, like, this is not going to make any fucking sense. Why? But, like, the only reason I usually tell people how I feel about them is because I get so fucking anxious and, like, it's in my fucking head and I just have to do it. It's not because I'm thinking to myself, like, motherfucker, I'm going to find a situation and I'm going to turn this into a relationship. It's like, dude, I'm feeling some fucking shit and I got to let the pressure out. It is fucking boiling over here. Holding this in is making me fucking anxious. So I might as well get my fucking feelings out there so I at least feel a little bit better. Like, I don't think anything is going to fucking happen because it's me. I just look at my history and think, like, this isn't going to fucking work. But I might as well just fucking tell him. I mean, I guess there's an off chance it could work out, but like, I'm fucking single and 40, so like, I don't have a fucking track record of this. So I think I was just kind of like relaxed because like, I was like, all right, it's fine. It's fine. I get this weird fucking message. It's fine. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I can just fucking go about my business and not be fucking panicked. And that's kind of what happened. Like, I wasn't as panicked anymore. Like, it was out there. But as like time passed, I'm more and more annoyed at that fucking message. And when I came across it the other day after fucking years, I was like infuriated by it because I was so detached from it now. You know what I mean? Like, it's gone. I haven't talked to this person in fucking easily 2 years. So like, it doesn't matter anymore. But like, when you're looking back at it, like, who fucking says something like that? Who the fuck says that? Can't you just say like, I'm not interested or some bullshit? Not like that. Like, listen, if it was between talking to you, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to go to the gym. Well, you can't do two things at once. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. It's not like you can only go to the gym and only talk to Chris Johnson. Also, there are multiple days in a fucking week. Let's say you could only do one thing a day. I mean, how many days do you fucking work out? I work out all the fucking time, maybe 4 or 5 days a week. That still leaves 2 days. That still leaves 2 fucking days. God damn, dude. This is why, like, I feel like shit all the time. I mean, I don't feel like shit all the time, but, like, when I think about, like, relationships that I've had with my parents or with, you know, random friends over the years or with my ex-wife or, like, with this person that I actually liked, it's just shitty. It's just shitty. I look back at that and I think it's just fucking shitty. Look, I don't think I've been the greatest guy over the years. I try and I think I'm getting better and I think I'm in a good spot. Am I a good person? I don't know. I give my best shot. I hope so, but I have no fucking idea. I like to think of myself as a good person, but I don't know how I'm fucking viewed. But I still don't think, even if I was just kind of like, just an average dick, I still don't think like, you know, shit that was said to me during my divorce should have been said. Like, Chris Johnson, I think you should die. I don't think that should have been fucking said. Or like, hey man, you know, this is how I actually feel about you. And like, listen, I could talk to you for a while or I could go to the fucking gym. Like, is this fucking real life? Like, motherfucker. Like, disappointment happens. I understand that. Rejection happens. I understand that. But isn't there a way to do it? I'd rather you just fucking said, like, you know, no, dude. Just no. I can handle no. Because I didn't stop talking to them after this. I talked to him for like another year after that. And it never fucking came up again. It's not like we discussed it. It's not like I was one of these fucking, like, dickheads that's like, I'm gonna fucking wear him down. Like, you know, I get the fucking no. Okay, that's how you feel. Like, that's it. I'm not gonna fucking say anything about it again. Plus, too, like, I mean, what you said was pretty fucking clear. So, like, the fuck am I gonna say about it? But, like, I think I handled it well. Like, looking back, like, I probably should have just said, like, what the fuck? Oh, fuck off. I'm not talking to you anymore. But I didn't do that. It faded away on its own. I just want, like, I don't know, like, fucking decency, I guess. Just fucking give me some decency. I just want to be treated like a human being. That's why I try to treat people the way I'd like to be treated. But, I don't know, maybe I'm a dick. Maybe like, I treat people like this. I don't know. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. If I find any more letters, I'll let you know. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and wherever the fuck you want it. Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. And I'm also going to pop this shit right in my Facebook timeline for you.